You remember late last year, the world-renowned now Ritech Group in Mullingar, Waterland Private Equity Ireland bought out a majority shareholding in the company. Of course, it was originally founded by the Wrights and now run by their sons, Ted and Alan. It has become one of the world leaders in terms of fire safety and fire suppression equipment, all coming from Mullingar, and has been a major success story of acquisitions, of expansion, with both European and global exports currently undergoing. But the role that Waterland Private Equity played in that deal was well publicised at the time too. And whilst people might sometimes think of private equity investment companies and think of people who sit, you know, in some faraway countries and are just looking at numbers, the approach that Waterland take is entirely different to that, and it goes further than just Ritech as well. They've taken majority shareholdings in a number of extremely well-performing Irish companies, and there's kind of a central theme to those type of companies too. So to try and find out exactly what that is, I'm delighted to be joined by the Managing Director of Waterland Private Equity Ireland, Laura Dillon. Very good evening, Laura. How are you?
Hi, good evening, Ronan. Lovely to chat to you this evening.
I suppose, Laura, we'll go back, maybe just a quick introduction to Waterland and indeed to the Irish operations, if you could.
Thank you, Ronan. Yeah, Waterland is a pan-European private equity fund that I set up here, the Irish office, back in March 2020 as we went into the COVID pandemic. But we've been around for 23 years. We're a pan-European firm. We now have 12 offices in 10 European countries. And we're delighted to be here in Ireland partnering with Irish businesses. We typically invest in growing markets, and we like to support family-run companies, entrepreneurs, business owners, management teams, to really help them accelerate the growth of their businesses. And largely that's through international expansion and through M&A, through helping Irish businesses remain headquartered here, but helping them to buy businesses internationally and really make Irish businesses into European leaders.
And that really came to the fore there recently with Ritech in particular, because it wasn't just the investment. As you mentioned, there's been a number of mergers and acquisitions too, right up to the CE Sprinkler recently. So how do you then go about scoping out the companies you're looking for? And I guess, how do you make that initial approach to a company, and particularly one that's family owned and family managed?
Yeah, I mean, we're spending a lot of time all around Ireland. We really like to get out there and chat to different businesses in different sectors. We typically look at markets. So, for example, Ritech is obviously in the fire safety market. We've just invested in MTM Engineering, which is in the power cabling market, serving data centres. We also have Silverstream, which is in the nursing home market. So we're really very, very broad. We look at businesses right through, from technology companies through to healthcare businesses, through to businesses, you know, in supply chains, into pharmaceutical companies, data centers, right through to manufacturing and engineering businesses. And, you know, it's a lot of shoe leather. We like getting out there, meeting people. Sometimes people approach us, but many times we literally will research a market and then contact a company and see if they're interested in having a discussion with us. And, you know, sometimes that works out, that people are open to a partnership with us. But Ronan, we're not the right partner for everybody. There's many, many family-run companies and Irish businesses out there that don't want a partner like us, and that's fine too. But what we typically find from a conversation, we all typically learn something which can be very beneficial for everybody.
Are Irish businesses and SMEs, and I guess family-run SMEs in particular, are they now more aware and indeed more ready for a potential sale, or is it just that the rare few that maybe are in that position where they become attractive for a company such as Waterland?
Yeah, so I think we certainly see incredibly entrepreneurial businesses here in Ireland, you know, and particularly down in Westmeath and Laois and Offaly. I think there's a huge amount of entrepreneurial drive, and Irish people work hard. So I think that, you know, I think that we certainly see that some people are keen on that partnership. We don't typically, you know, go for full buyouts. We typically want to help the existing businesses to grow with us. And that means that they get to cash out, they de-risk their own personal financial position, they get to diversify, but they come on the journey with us where we're supporting them. We've kind of got a broad set of shoulders. We'll, of course, supply capital, but we'll also supply resources. We have 12 offices in 10 countries. We can really help with on the ground, you know, identifying opportunities in Germany, up in the Nordics, over in Holland, in Belgium, over in Poland, in the UK. And it's really about, you know, working together as a team where we can use our M&A capabilities to help accelerate the growth of Irish companies. And, you know, obviously that means that we all need to upfront have a shared ambition and really discuss and get to know each other well and figure out, do we all trust each other? And also, do we have that shared ambition and same drive to really want to accelerate the growth of the company and scale internationally?
And you mentioned there like the various maybe sectors or the type of industry that a particular business may be in. At what point do you start scoping out potential M&As then across Europe or beyond? Is that before you approach the original kind of the parent company, for want of a better word? Or is it just that you've identified a sector that particularly has a lot of growth potential and a lot of good return on it then, and you begin, you put the scouts out all across Europe then to find suitable partners?
Yeah, you're dead right, Ronan. Even before we probably approach, you know, the Irish company, we'll have already done market maps, not only of companies and the markets in Ireland, but also throughout many European countries. So we'll be spending a lot of time up front to really determine, you know, okay, what does the market look like in Ireland? What logical businesses might there be in Germany or the Nordics or in Holland or Belgium or France or Spain to go with this Irish business? Does that make sense? Do we have any insights? Have we looked at the market before? Because we've been investing across Europe for 23 years, we've already partnered with businesses in many, many sectors, and we have industry experts, we have insights, we have connections with a lot of different businesses across Europe, and we really look to try and leverage that. So when we're going to then talk to the Irish companies, we can say, listen, you know, if you are interested in this kind of, you know, becoming a leading independent business in your sector in Europe, then we can help to do that. So in many instances, even before we make the investment in the Irish business, we'll already have offers out to other companies in Europe. So very, very quickly, we're already trying to help to accelerate the growth and start that buy and build opportunity. And indeed, in some instances, within weeks of closing the original platform, we'll indeed be close to closing add-ons for those Irish companies.
What might surprise listeners is, you know, as a private equity company, that you're investing in companies there that are very much dependent on raw materials and therefore subject to price inflation or any sort of volatility or supply chain issues that might come around that. Does that set you apart from maybe similar equity companies in that you're actively tackling companies like, say, the likes of Ritech and obviously MPM Engineering? Or is that just you've identified again, it's just the right sector with the right growth potential?
Yeah, I think we have a very diversified portfolio of companies across Europe. We have over 80 businesses at the moment, and I think that gives us a very good insight into which markets, which subsegments, you know, you can pass that inflation through on. So we do look a lot at markets, you know, Ritech and indeed MTM are quite focused on data centers, but Ritech's also focused on pharmaceutical and other commercial areas. And we certainly feel that, you know, we look at growing markets, we look at businesses that have good margins, but also markets that are fragmented throughout Europe and indeed beyond into the US and Asia. And if we say it's a growing market, there's decent margins in the business, there's good cash flow conversion, and there's a fragmented market, then we kind of say maybe we're the right partner to help complete this buy and build. Give you an idea, Ronan. We literally have companies not only from fire safety to nursing homes to power cabling as we have here in Ireland, but we have a very large private label pet manufacturing business. We do we're the largest technology investors in the Benelux. We do a lot of healthcare in Germany, right through to businesses you might not expect private equity to invest in. Indeed, we have a very large equestrian business called the Global Equestrian Group, which is headquartered in Denmark, but now with very large operations in the US as well as Germany, and we're continuing to expand that business. We have a business that organizes live events. We do a lot of consulting-type businesses. So we really are very, very broad, and we look at each market individually.
If anyone's listening at the minute, at one of those businesses across the Midlands, somebody who's displayed that entrepreneurial flair that Irish businesses seem to do and display so well, and they're beginning to look at how they might, you know, significantly grow their company and begin to kind of scope out international markets, what type of things should they be considering and actively looking at in order to get themselves to that point where they're ready to exploit whatever market might be there, or indeed be open for investment from the likes of Waterland?
Yeah, I think great question, Ronan. I think should be about prepared from a financial perspective. I think that's always very, very helpful to make sure everyone has their ducks in a row. But I think really thinking about what makes them differentiated and unique, what makes their business stand out from other businesses, I suppose, that they compete against. I think it's also very important to be very transparent and direct. You know, we like to take a very transparent approach. You know, we're very clear with people if we think we are the right partner, but we're also very clear on if we think we're not the right partner, but maybe we know someone else who is. So I think, you know, I think it's very important to have conversations early on, and we're certainly very, very keen to speak to businesses down in Westmeath and Laois and Offaly and Meath. And I think it's you know, I think it's really important to at least understand what private equity has to offer. And as I say, it's right for some people, it's not right for others. But what we always find is, you know, the conversations are very fruitful and can lead to either good conversations for the business owners, entrepreneurs, where we may be correct, or else maybe it's that maybe we can point them in the direction of someone else. So I would say that people should just be open to exploring the opportunity, but also be very open, transparent, direct. You know, if people put in risk of completing due diligence, all of these things complete in a diligence process, and as well become on the table early on.
Apologies, Laura, the line has just dropped off in quality at the minute, but I think we've got the main points there. If you're back with us, Laura, I'm just going to say a goodbye to you, but thank you so much for coming on this evening. And I guess the proof is always there in the pudding as well. If people just look up the success and what it's brought to Reitech as well in terms of the investment from Waterland Private Equity, it speaks for itself too. And look and just keep a watch on that space in terms of more M&As going forward. But for now, Laura Dillon, the Managing Director of Waterland Private Equity Ireland, thank you so much for coming out with me this evening.
Thank you very, very much, Ronan.
And there you go. So again, as Laura says, it may not be for every company, but it's there, and it could be absolutely worth that conversation or scoping out, because it's propelling a lot of companies to international success and has really opened up new markets, new partnerships, and indeed new opportunities for mergers and acquisitions there too. So Waterland Private Equity Ireland, you'll check them out there. You'll find their website online, and you can check out all the various details there. Thank you for Laura for joining me this evening.